Today, no cash, crickets, and a war of mass distraction. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I post covering finance and property news. Believe it or not, it's now 12 months since the Senate inquiry into regional banking released their final report. You may recall that I, working with the regional's Dale Webster, alongside the Citizens Party and others, managed to get the Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport References Committee to look at banking in the regions and specifically access to banking services and cash. The inquiry spanned 15 months, held 13 hearings across Australia, and received 608 submissions. Senators like Rennick and Canavan made major contributions to the work. The final report, when it came out, was frankly damning. The first recommendation was that the Australian government should adopt a policy recognising access to financial services is an essential service. To this end, it should commit to guaranteeing reasonable access to cash and financial services for all Australians. This was because, and I quote, bank branch closures are devastating to many regional and remote communities. Along with an increased need for cash, regional and remote communities are more dependent on face-to-face services. Many have a higher proportion of elderly, Indigenous and/or disabled populations and may be particularly exposed by bank branch closures. Vulnerable residents and small businesses may be left high and dry or forced to drive hundreds of kilometres to the nearest bank to complete essential and basic financial tasks. As well as disadvantaging individuals living in regional and remote areas, bank branch closures, particularly the closure of a community's last bank, has a devastating effect on the town's morale. The loss of a town's last bank causes downstream economic impacts, businesses failing and other services relocating and people moving to be nearer to essential amenities. The committee believes Australia's banks are failing to take these impacts seriously. In many cases, banks are simply walking away from communities where they have been a mainstay for decades. The final report suggested that the federal government should underwrite community bank branches in regional, rural, and remote Australia using funds raised through a levy on the major banks. At the time, we had a flurry of support from media jockeys and other latecomers who all welcomed the report and claimed to support its recommendations and even claimed they helped to get the outcome. But at the time, the then Minister of Financial Services, Stephen Jones, did appear to pour cold water on the proposals, and he, by the way, unexpectedly resigned from politics and as Minister for Financial Services and Assistant Treasurer before the last election. Normally in Australia, the government has 3 months to respond to a Senate inquiry report. This timeframe is based on a Senate resolution from 1973 and is being consistently upheld by successive governments. That's according to the Parliament of Australia. To quote, the Senate declares its opinion that, following the presentation of a report from a standing committee or select committee of the Senate, which recommends action by the government should, within the ensuing 3 months, table a paper informing the Senate of its observations and intentions with respect to such recommendations. But a year later, we've heard nothing on these Senate inquiry recommendations, which begs the question, why? Meantime, more branches are being closed or turned into automated outlets, which weirdly, under the APRA rules, might still be counted as branches. And more people are finding it harder to get cash when they need it, despite a rise in cash transactions and a national set of disasters like floods, where electronic payment systems will go down for days. We can only speculate about the reasons for the silence. Perhaps Jones' alignment with the banks is part of the story. We certainly know that the banks continue to push the future is digital mantra on the basis of customer migration to phone banking, etc., and the continued drive to save costs of all costs, even if their figures are fudged. And even RBA Governor Michelle Bullock appeared to float the idea recently of customers being charged to use cash as the current issues surrounding cash transport and Armaguard are boiling below the surface. So it appears to me the government has deliberately chosen to ignore the report, despite its critical findings, which is why a year later we are getting nothing but crickets on the issue, and a series of distractions from The Voice onwards took centre stage. Even through the election campaign, there was silence on the issue as the airways were flooded with housing policies and claims of future economic prosperity. So we can only hope our new assistant treasurer, Daniel Molino, will take up the charge. He was sworn in to the role of assistant treasurer and minister for financial services on the 13th of May, 2025. We have Mr. Molino to thank for exposing National Australia Bank's lies over visitations in branches under questioning in Parliament back in 2023. Watch him in action then.
How many interactions are there of a different nature? And I imagine, you know, you'd probably record that, all the different kinds of things people do when they come in.
Some of that will be recorded and some of it won't, but I'll pass to Rachel because Rachel has the information, it's her network, and she sees what's coming in and out every day.
It's a great question. And those interactions that aren't don't result in a transaction, they're actually very challenging to measure. We don't measure them.
The bank does not measure many of the transactions in the branch network, of course, in support of their claims that usage is dropping. So the question now is, will Molino be as forthright now, or will the government's apparent lack of action or even concern continue? If so, then we will indeed get no cash, crickets, and a war of mass distraction. This would reinforce the scandal of banking, or the lack of banking, in Australia. And it would speak volumes about the power of the banks and the ineffectiveness of our government to support the interests of its people. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.